time, of course, where we move to our ace guru of nutrition and such like to find out what wonderments he's going to share with us in association with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements. Of course, it's the fabulous Dennis the Chemist, Dennis the Chemist. Oh, whatever. It's good to see you, Dennis, and hear you. How are you?
Mighty fine, sir. Mighty fine.
So what in this pre-royal wedding sort of package that we're putting together, what can you offer us for Meghan and Harry to actually sort of ensure that they have good nutrition?
Well, Meghan and Harry, they are in the newspaper obviously a lot at the moment, and here's one heading I'd cut out. Meghan puts Harry on pre-wedding diet. He loses half a stone after ditching carbs for kale. That was sort of a general introduction headline. It goes on to say, it's often the bride who goes on a health kick before her wedding. But with an estimated 1 billion people set to watch his nuptials to Meghan Markle next month, it appears Prince Harry has been on a health kick as well. As well as becoming a member of a gym, the sixth in line to the throne has been following his fiancée's love of clean eating and has lost more than half a stone as a result. According to one source, we're told, the royal has joined Miss Markle in juicing, cutting out carbs and processed food and incorporating ingredients such as kale and quinoa, or it's written quinoa, but it's pronounced quinoa, into his daily diet. This is a source said. It goes on to say, Meghan has completely changed Harry's diet. And she's got him juicing. And I will add, when you're juicing, if you juice too many fruit, you're going to break down the fiber and all the sugar will hit you in one go. So when you're juicing, you should have more vegetables, especially the ones that grow above the ground, because they have less sugar potential than the vegetables which are underground. And then you put some fruit in, including in the juicing. But don't do it all fruit, because fruit has a lot of sugar. And by, as I say, juicing fruit, you get a very lot of sugar. And sugar is the new nicotine. We're trying to get people to reduce sugar. Anyway, it goes on to say that Prince Harry has lost at least half a stone. They've got a juicer, and she's had him on the fruit and vegetable smoothies. And she's also been weaning him off. He's having less meat. In recent months, Harry has let slip how much he has cut out of his diet. On a visit to a Chicago school last year, the 33-year-old admitted he had given up pizza. He told students on another visit that he never eats a kebab. It was a strange assertion, since when he was a soldier, colleagues said he lived off Kentucky fried chicken. Miss Marple, on the other hand, it goes on to say, has had her diet and exercise regime down to a fine art for years. She is a yoga obsessive. So, at home, she follows a largely plant-based diet, but admits she enjoys the occasional French fries, wine, and the occasional ice cream, because of course ice cream is about 70% sugar. So that's one aspect on what we're reading in the pre-wedding diet. Other things in the news, I mean, this story that came out on Thursday, May the 10th, this was in the Daily Mail, page 8, the shaming of BMW, the car makers. The headline goes on to say, fury as 300,000 British cars recalled over a lethal electrical fault, which the firm knew about in 2011. And James Salmon, the transport editor, he goes on to write, BMW was accused of covering up a potentially lethal electrical fault for 7 years after it was forced to announce yesterday, which would be Wednesday, May the 9th, to recall 300,000 cars. The German firm warned owners of 312,000 cars sold in Britain from March 2007 to August 2011 to return them to dealers for an urgent repair. The fault can cause vehicles to stall without warning while they are in motion and prevents the brake lights and hazard lights from working. So not only are the engines stalling, the people behind you can't see that you're about to stop because the brake lights and hazard lights don't work. This was a terrible situation. Excuse me. But you can compare it to how we look after ourselves, because there are things in our diet comparable to the fault that was found in the BMW cars. We have an analogous situation, and this company, Pharma Nord, this Danish company, who by Danish law make products to pharmaceutical standards, so that's why I got involved with them 25 years ago. As a pharmacist, I was very impressed that the Danes, in their laws, have laws which say health food products must be made to pharmaceutical standards. So I, as a pharmacist, I started selling Pharma Nord products. They have about 48 products, and each one is addressing a problem. Just like now, the BMW fiasco is addressing this fault where the engine stalls and people, cars, crashes are happening because the engine stalls. In a similar way, the human body, if it's not looked after, if maybe certain products which should be in the diet are not being used, then the human body will stall. And things which come to mind in the Pharma Nord range are analogous to this car story of failing cars, failing bodies. So let's have a quick look at Pharma Nord products which can help the human car, in other words, the human body, to run beautifully and smoothly. The mineral selenium. Many people obviously have heard about calcium for your bones, iron for your anemia. Magnesium has many uses, the mineral magnesium, and I'll come on that into the minute. But the mineral selenium that most people haven't heard of. I got a book 37 years ago. It's called Selenium as a Food and Selenium as a Medicine. And in this book, there were 16 chapters, and it covered arthritis, how the mineral selenium helps pathways in the human body to work better and avoid arthritis. Then there's a chapter on the heart, circulation, a chapter on infertility, a chapter on preventing cataracts, a chapter on helping to prevent and help people with cancer. So I was very impressed with this book, Selenium as a Food, that's what it's called, Selenium as a Food and Selenium as a Medicine. And so I started selling selenium, this Pharmanord product. It's called Bio Seleno Precise. It's a precise amount of this mineral selenium that we need to make 25 different pathways work properly in our body. So just like in the BMW story, there was a fault which stopped the engines working. The engine would suddenly stop. And we also just heard that the electrics to the brakes, the brake lights, didn't work. So the people behind can't see what's happening. And the ordinary lights. And so in the same way, excuse me, if you don't have selenium, many pathways in the human car, the human body, won't work. So selenium P protects your liver, and selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M, if you've got selenium, you can make selenium M, which protects your muscle. Selenium N protects your nerves. The S1, made of selenium, protects your skin. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, if you can make that in the right levels, that will protect your heart. And this mouthful, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, that's made from selenium in the human body. If you've got enough selenium, you can make that, and that will make your thyroid gland work properly. It will convert your thyroxin, whether you're making it yourself as you're supposed to, or whether you've got an underactive thyroid, and women more than men seem to have underactive thyroids. In fact, there's about 250,000 ladies in Great Britain taking thyroxin tablets. But in order for that to work properly, you need selenium, because it allows you to convert your little white tablet, if you're on thyroxin tablets, or even if you're healthy, making the right amount of thyroid hormone, which is called T4, to convert the T4 into the active form called T3, you need the enzyme made of selenium to do the conversion. You can hear in the name of the enzyme, you can hear mention selenium and the mineral iodine, and you can hear thyroxin alluded to, because the word is selenoiodothyronine dehydrogenase, and that substance converts T4 to T3, and then your thyroid hormone is doing all the jobs properly. But you can't do the conversion without selenium. So this analogy to the BMW car fault fits in nicely with all these different substances that Pharmanord make in Denmark by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. Yes, so selenium is needed to make 25 pathways. If you haven't got the selenium, then your car, your body, your vehicle will falter, just like a car with an electrical fault. The engine will stop and the lights don't work. If you haven't got selenium, you can't make those 25 pathways. Look at another product from Pharmanord called Bio Magnesium. they prefix all their products with bio because they are very good at being biologically active. They are working well. So magnesium, the mineral magnesium, is in 325 different pathways. 325 different pathways. It's equally important as calcium to give you strong bones. So, just like the car problem, if there's an electrical fault, then the lights don't work, the engine can stop suddenly, which is terrible if you're driving at 70 miles an hour on a motorway and your engine fails and your lights fail and your warning lights fail and your brake lights fail. This is a catastrophe. And similarly in the human body. If you haven't got the right material for your body to work properly, you're going to have problems. Churchill said in the Second World War, give us the tools and we can finish the job. We can do the job. So yes, magnesium is equally important as calcium to give you strong bones. It's for the nervous system. In fact, before migraine prevention treatment products came out for migraine sufferers, people took magnesium. It helps the nervous system to prevent migraines happening. And also, people, if they get palpitations, sometimes they need medicines, they have to see the doctor. But in arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats, sometimes it can be commonly caused by a lack of magnesium. And I've had people who've told me in my pharmacy here in Manchester that when they have tried biomagnesium, one or two tablets a day, then their arrhythmias, their feeling of irregular heartbeat, has gone. So what else in this same idea of looking after your car and stopping the faults happening can be helped by the Pharmanord range? Their flagship substance is called Q10, or its full name, the capsule, is called Bioquinone Q10 Gold. In fact, Pharmanord's product, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram strength capsule, has been used in 89 world trials. Many of you will not have heard of Q10. You may have heard of it in facial creams to give the aging skin energy to try and avoid the aging problems of wrinkles and getting your skin thinner and thinner as you get older and wizened. And yes, it is in facial creams. And in fact, Pharmanord make a cream with Q10 in it. But when you take Q10, this capsule called Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram strength, the number of papers that have been presented on Q10 Gold, this Q10 substance, there's actually a world conference every 2 years for over 20 years where you usually get 200 experts all descend on a different country every 2 years. 200 experts from about 90 countries, doctors, rheumatologists, cardiologists, diabetologists, oncologists, all the ologists, all the experts descend on a world conference for 4 days just to talk about Q10, this substance which is made in our liver and found in peanuts, mackerel, herring, sardines. This substance is the substance that gives us our energy. Everybody listening eats food. Everybody listening breathes in oxygen. And when you eat and breathe, you stay alive, because the two substances, the food and the oxygen, are joined together to give you the energy molecule. I know you've heard H2O is the name given to water molecule, and O2 is not just the telephone company. O2 is the formula, the molecule of oxygen. And you combine food with oxygen together to make the energy molecule, which is called ATP, which stands for adenosine triple phosphate. I know it's a mouthful, but I have to tell you that, because when you want energy to blink, for your heart to beat, to run up the stairs, to yawn, to cough, to sneeze, whatever you're doing, you're using energy, which is being made from your food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe. And it's this molecule, ATP, adenosine triple phosphate, which is the molecule, the energy molecule that breaks into two parts. The triple phosphate, ATP, becomes ADP, D for double. So the triple becomes double phosphate as one of the phosphate parts of this molecule breaks off. In that explosion of breaking off, that's your energy. And it all depends, this production, on how much Q10 you've got. Because it's your Q10 which is joining the food in your mouth with the oxygen up your nose to make your energy molecule ATP. As you pass 20 years old, your liver, where most of your Q10 is made, starts to make less Q10. By the time you're 40, then you've gone back to the production of a two-year-old. And when you were two, you were quite small. You were under 2 feet tall. And so the small amount of Q10 that you were making gave you plenty of energy. When you were 20, you were making your highest levels of Q10. You could go out dancing till 3 a.m. and get up at 7:30 and go to work. By the time you were 40, your production had gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. And by the time that you're 80, your production in old age has gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. But if you take Q10, and the Pharma Nord one is called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, made in Denmark to pharmaceutical standards. That's what impressed me. So if you go in your pharmacy or your health food store, that's the brand to ask for. The Pharma Nord, the Danish company from making things to pharmaceutical standard in the north of Denmark, Pharma Nord. Ask for that brand of Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. It's used to help angina, high blood pressure, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, infertility. It's just amazing the benefits that you get from taking Q10. I sold it legally to a swimmer, Steve Parry, in the 2004 Olympics. He wasn't expected to get beyond the quarter final. He checked up with Athens, and it was quite legal to take because it's found in peanuts, mackerel, herring, sardines. It's made in your liver. It's found in every cell in your body. You have 100 trillion cells. It's as natural as breathing. So obviously they said, no, we can't ban it. It's a natural substance, like breathing in oxygen. So he took 3 capsules a day of the 100 milligram, one with breakfast, one with lunch, one with evening meal. And although he wasn't expected to get beyond the quarter final, he got the bronze medal. He then was made the trainer to Beijing, and the British swimmers, they went on it, and we got 6 silver and gold in Beijing. When it came to London, he wasn't involved, and there was we didn't get many gold or medals in London. And there was an actual inquest in 2014. Why did we do so well in the swimmers in Beijing, but so badly in London? And one of the reasons is probably people were not taking Q10. If you haven't got any socks, you can't pull them up. Q10 is like the elixir of life. This noise is me banging my desk. This noise is me thumping my six-pack. Why have I got a six-pack? I'm coming up 78 and just over 2 years off 80, so I'm an elderly gentleman. Why have I got a six-pack? Because I knew the benefits of taking bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram. I knew the benefits 20 years ago. I was reading so much about it and started to go to these world conferences, and it stops sarcopenia, muscle loss. Hence, I've got a six-pack. In fact, you're listening to the only pharmacist in the world who's been to every world conference on Q10. PharmaNord have sent me there to get more and more information. I've been to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville in Spain, 2 years ago, Bologna in Italy. And next month, they're sending me to Columbia University, New York. It's the next world conference. And I will hear another 100 lectures on Q10. And the flagship one, the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligrams. There will be the same, there'll be new people as well. There'll be about 200 people from 80 countries, all descending on Columbia University, New York, to hear another 100 lectures on what they've found. Every 2 years, the researchers find more and more new good things, reasons why we should be taking bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsule.
And there we have it, Dennis. That's another sort of perfect thing. We've parked the car, we've sorted it out, we're all happy. Not in a gridlock, not sort of with a car that's actually stalled. And another Dennis the Chemist, a fabulous slot in association with PharmaNord, has come to an end. But never the end. Will you be back with us next week?
Try and stop me.